into the day.
Okay.
That's what the Doug Steffen Good Day program is all about. Friendly conversation from people that you like. That's Rich McFadden. Jennifer has gone off to take care of an ailing stomach, as is the case sometimes this time of year. People get, I guess, at any time of year. Although,
I think it was after
flus.
Roberta did her Queen of Cheap on Castle or White Castle burgers.
I think that was it. Chili.
With chili. You're right about that. Jen started going downhill from there.
Yeah, right, exactly. So, Roberta and Richie and I, here to outrage you, or, I mean, I don't do these things. Well, yes, I guess I do. I guess I...
Don't lie.
When I see stuff like this, I'm a very curious sort. And, yes, every day is full of me exposing myself to all kinds of different stories. The things that happen in my life may be worthy of note. Richie's life, worthy of note. Roberta's life, all of our things that we sort of... we intersperse ourselves into what other people are doing and think, what if it were me? I think that's what the whole reflective process here asks you, how you would handle it, whether it's obvious or not. Maybe me telling you what I expect out of engaging you in some of these stories is, what if this was you? All right, so I'm going to ask you that question. Put yourself in the position of this mother of a 3-year-old girl. Her name is Amelia Rivera. She has something called Wolf-Hirschhorn syndrome. It's a pretty complex genetic disorder that causes mental impairments and, to a lesser extent, physical impairments. So she's 3 years old. She's been told by doctors that she will die if she does not get a kidney in the next couple of months. Her mother has said the family is willing to donate anything, any live organ, in trade for a transplant for their daughter. The Children's Hospital in Philadelphia told her last week they will not, they cannot, and they will not transplant because of her disabilities.
Oh, dear.
Go somewhere else.
Why not?
Is what they told her, because she doesn't qualify, because she's mentally and physically impaired. This is not going to be a good investment for someone else's kidney. So how do you put yourself in that position? 20,000 of these things are done a year.
So she's not worthy of the kidney because of
the Philadelphia Children's Hospital says she does not deserve to have a kidney. They're in short supply. We need to save the kidneys for people who are not mentally or physically disabled.
Lead a long and fruitful life, which we don't believe this person will be capable of doing.
Talk about a moral dilemma, or is it just horribly grotesque?
So
what they have decided.
Bottom line is the hospital says, okay, we've got a quote unquote normal little kid here.
Right,
and
we have
kidney.
This kidney over there.
And then we have this little girl who has the mental impairment.
Mm-hmm.
We believe it would be of better use in the quote-unquote normal little kid so that he can lead a quote-unquote normal life.
Right, Mother is a high school English teacher in Philadelphia.
Wow.
Family comes from southern New Jersey. They have two other children. One is 11 years old, the other one is 6. The family went to the Children's Hospital last week to discuss the transplant, and before they really got very far, the doctor said, I mean, you can picture yourself, you can imagine yourself.
Wow.
In an office, this guy's got his glasses down on his nose, looking at the report, and he looks up, looks down at the paper, looks at the mother, looks at the father, and says, sorry, we're not going to do this because your child doesn't qualify because she has a mental and physical disorder.
Does this physical disorder that she has, is it going to, let's say you put the kidney in her, what is her lifespan? Is her lifespan affected by her physical disorder?
Maybe.
And she would probably only live another 5 or 6 years anyway?
Maybe. I don't know the answer to that specific story. This is a story of the Philadelphia Inquirer.
See, you know, if it's just based on the mental disability, I have a real problem with it.
But the people at the hospital said that she was mentally retarded. The exact words on the piece of paper when after the doctors, you know, they all have a conversation with you, then they do a summary of their findings. And it says she does not deserve it because she's mentally retarded. You look at some of the blogs on this.
I got to think. This is what I'm wondering.
All right, Richie, you asked a question. Let me answer it.
Okay.
You asked whether it has to do with survival. This Wolf-Hirschhorn syndrome, if you Google it quickly, it says most do not survive beyond the age of 2.
That's okay.
This girl is
trying to get
3.
To.
So the fact that she would not live to adulthood, 2 out of 100 who have this syndrome live to be an adult.
Right.
Most of the people, without a kidney transplant, she dies in a few months. With a kidney transplant, she dies in a couple of years.
Okay.
Okay. So that's
and kidneys are in short supply, and it could save somebody and give them a long, fruitful life. Okay.
Yep.
I get it. Okay.
So
now you understand.
Who's the bad guy? Is there a bad guy here, or is it just that's the way life is? Under the show, or is this a precursor to the death panels that are part of Obamacare? Is that what this is about? It could be. How do we know this kid could? I mean, there was another on Sunday. I saw. I don't remember whether it was a story or a blog. A mother in Maryland who has 2 autistic boys. This is a blog. I know it is. These stories, as they get floating around, get people stirred up. So now there's a new site, a new petition on the website change.org, if you want to check that out. Change.org. You are now allowed to petition to the hospital online, and that's where this is being directed. Every child is unique. Provide the best possible medical care. So says the hospital in their credo. This is not consistent, so say those who are on change.org. You see him, Richie, all of the
it's tough.
There?
It's just
it's tough. It's a horrible situation to be in. And how do you resolve it? It's not easy, and there's nothing about this that's pleasant. But it certainly is something to think about. Put your child,
so
Roberta, you have
director,
2 children who are, one is in their 20s, the other is in their teens.
Right.
Richie, you have 2 children, both young, 4 and 6, 7 years of age.
Mm-hmm.
How do you, let's say you're in that position, or I could, Megan and Brendan are adults now, but when they were kids, if this had been the case, how would you have dealt with it? If somebody says,
hey, listen, every parent with a kid in this situation thinks that their kid is the one who can beat the odds.
Yeah.
Right.
And
exactly.
You will do
and
every
how do you know
thing in your
that,
power
that isn't true?
To do that. And you don't.
Yeah.
You
this
don't.
Is, you know, the one of the big studies now. I was talking to a young woman who is a physician's assistant in the office where I was yesterday. And we were talking about where she went to school and how she was trained. You know me. I talk to everybody about everything. So I had them all laughing in the office. And then she was telling me how, with her training, she could do almost as much as a doctor who is
right.
liable to go to school 7-8 years longer than she has. But because of the way the reality of the monetary side of the physician's practices are, those in private practice, there's one person, this woman who runs the office, is a board-certified dermatologist, lots of experience, big office. She has 4 physician assistants.
Hmm.
She has trained them in her specialty so they can do everything. The physician assistant, master's degree in biology, pre-med. She's the one who took the biopsy of my skin. She's the one who did the work on my body. And she's the one, the doctor came in, spent maybe 4, 5, 6 minutes with me, just enough to know that I was real and have a laugh, and then she left. And so I'm going to leave you in the capable hands of my assistant. Well, while we were in this office, 4 others wandered in and out of the office to see what this girl was doing. And she was a 28, 29-year-old girl, mm-hmm. wonderfully, very smart, make a great doctor. She figures she doesn't want to go to school because she doesn't have the money. It cost her $140 plus to go to medical school, and that's on the low end of things. She doesn't have any money. Her parents don't have any money, and she doesn't want to borrow the money. So she's figured out she loves medicine, and she can pursue her. She says, I'm going to stay in this office. I can pursue a medical career here, make good money,
mm-hmm.
not as much as if I were a doctor, but I don't have to. I go to work at 7 in the morning, and I'm done at 7 at night.
She's a PA, right?
She's
right.
a PA.
Well, what's the beauty of PAs is that you're basically a doctor. You can write prescriptions.
Yeah, right.
But you work under a doctor, so you don't have to pay the insurance. All that insurance.
Yep.
I mean, I know some gynecologists are paying $500,000 and more just in liability insurance.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you the truth, I'd rather see a PA than a doctor. I find that
they
give
very
you more
capable.
Time. They're extremely capable.
Very interested in the stories. And so,
we'll talk to you more.
Yep.
You know, I prefer them, actually.
But anyway, to go back to this scenario, the reason that I took this the tack that I did with the conversation was because in many instances, these jobs are being handled and decisions being made by doctors who are no longer really practicing medicine.
Mm-hmm.
They are there sitting in offices and they're looking at paper and they don't deal with the intuition that's necessary to deal with each case separately. And I don't know. In this circumstance, it may be that the doctor was right if she's only going to live for, but it's so, and that's the other reason I brought it up, because of the ethical thing. This girl was talking about medical ethics and how they're taught this in school. That was where I brought her into the conversation, because she was telling me about her courses that she took on medical ethics and morality in the medical profession. Apparently, it's a big, big issue because of things like this. It's a tough man. I wouldn't want to be sitting there.
Imagine being that director having to make that decision.
19 after on Good Day.
Make sure your omega-3 is fat-soluble.
Omega-3s are all about DHA.
EPAs are an omega-3's best friend.
Confused by what to look for in an omega? Then try new ProNutrients Omega-3 from the makers of Centrum. Its triple-action mini-gel goes beyond heart health to also support your brain and eyes. ProNutrients Omega-3, one of a new line of supplements that works with your multivitamin. New ProNutrients from Centrum helps make nutrition possible.
When your digestion is out of sync with your life, everything feels off. Digestive issues can leave you twisted up. Count on Sustanex Advanced Probiotic to help. Sustanex survives better than other probiotics to deliver good bacteria where you need it for healthy digestion so you can get back to feeling like yourself. Shift Sustanex Advanced Probiotic. Feel good inside and out.
TurboTax, what's your tax question?
I heard that I can use TurboTax for free.
That's true.
And if I have questions, I can call a tax expert?
That's also true.
Awesome. You guys are the best.
Yes, that's true as well.
Do your simple return with the TurboTax Federal Free Edition. It's free to prepare, print, e-file, and only TurboTax offers free one-on-one expert tax advice for everyone, live by phone and chat. Go to TurboTax.com. Live tax advice service is free and subject to availability, restrictions, and change without notice. See TurboTax.com for details.
We all know that email marketing from Constant Contact is a powerful tool for small businesses. But now, Constant Contact is kicking it up a notch, helping you tap into the wonderful world of social media. Your customer now gets your informative email, but with an extra boost, a share button that lets them spread your message to all their friends. So your powerful email is now a super powerful social media email. And super powerful is way better than powerful. Go to ConstantContact.com and sign up for a free 60-day trial today.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 61% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-800-497-8345. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-800-497-8345. 1-800-497-8345. That's 1-800-497-8345.
Listeners, it's Jason Lewis, and now that the holidays have come and gone, it's time to get serious about our New Year's resolutions. For 2012, resolve to protect your most valuable asset, your family. Daily, we hear about all the crazy stuff happening around the world, unemployment, food shortages, natural disasters, just to name a few. For my preparation, I recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna and savory stroganoff that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life. Visit WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample. And for a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get no-cost shipping on any order. That's WiseFoodStorage.com or call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947 and enter promo code Lewis for a free sample and free shipping on any order. Peace of mind, the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love.
Story of Roberta's life.
Ha.
The tubes represented here by Michael Cotton, who plays the synthesizer for this group. Michael Cotton's birthday is today as we get started overviewing who's on the birthday list. And it's a rather interesting and well-rounded list, I would say, in terms of music and actors and older and younger Richie. So Cotton is 62. Also on the list today, Dean Jones, who's the actor that was in The Love Bug, Beethoven, lots and lots and lots of Disney movies.
I love that guy.
Started on the Disney Channel, as a matter of fact. He was born this day in 1931, so he's 81 today. Let's see, who else is on this list? Don Maynard, who is a Pro Football Hall of Famer, played for the Jets, was a wide receiver in Super Bowl III, Richie.
Nope.
How long he's been around. Happy birthday to him. Didn't Etta James just die?
She did. She passed away last week.
Her birthday is today.
Yeah.
I know she, there's a whole big... I'm sort of surprised to the point of almost being shocked at how people are handling it. It's like she was some sort of goddess. Viewing hours for the public, that kind of stuff?
She's a big deal. She really kind of took R&B and soul and helped.
Well, I mean, certainly everybody knows her name. I didn't realize she had that kind of hooch. Richard Finch is the bass player with KC and the Sunshine Band. Born this day, 1954. Richie wrote a lot of the songs that are part of this group's legacy. Let's see. Queen of Hearts, Rock Your Baby, Get Down Tonight, Shake, Shake, Shake. And they do Shake, 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 and Shake Your Booty.
It's the same song.
Same song.
Shake, Shake, Shake.
All right. I'm Your Boogeyman, Keep It Coming. Keep It Coming, Love, sorry. Boogie Shoes.
Yep.
That's it. All right, so anyway, this guy is pretty much one of the main ingredients, if you will, of KC and the Sunshine Band, 58 today. Terry Chimes, the drummer for The Clash, is 57 today. Happy birthday to him. Let's see, who else have we got here? Eugene Washington, big football player, wide receiver with the Minnesota Vikings. He's in Super Bowl IV. Look at all these old-time football players that are around today. Everybody's thinking about who's a lot of them are no longer around because of the helmet thing and the head thing. But anyway, this guy's still around. That's good. Lee Taylor Young, the actress who was in I Love You, Alice B. Toklas, Solomon Green. She looks kind of, she has this sort of quizzical look on her face all the time. Didn't recognize. She was in Peyton Place. I had a recurring role in Dallas as well. A little like Mary Lynn Rice Cup, the pouty face stuff. You know what I mean? Maybe you don't know what I mean.
I do.
Yeah.
Good for you. Sorta. Next up, Andy Cox, who is a guitarist with the Fine Young Cannibals. Born in the state, 1956, so he is 56.
I remember these guys.
Hopefully, he's still got another half life left Yeah, this is the only song, though. Is there anything else?
They had a couple of hits. I can't remember the other one. But, yeah, they had a few hits.
Fine Young Cannibal. Johnny Comes Home is a song they did, Richie. So, he's been in a couple of different groups, but well-known to a point in the industry, anyway. Gary Tibbs, guitarist with Adam and the Ants.
Adam and the Ants.
Another one of these groups that sounds like the Brian Setzer bunch.
Just on this song, they tried to do this rockabilly thing.
Really?
Thing. Yeah.
Yeah, this is the only time it worked.
Well, yeah. Yeah, this is early.
Anna Ortiz is Hilda on Ugly Betty. Or was, because the show's gone now.
Lamas.
She's 41. I see here. Alicia Keys' birthday is today. Alicia Keys, another R&B singer.
Incredibly talented.
Is she?
Super.
Richie
talented.
Thinks she's good. All right, so there you go. Happy birthday to Diana Manoff, the Tony Award-winning actress from Broadway as well today.
Most of the time, I brought it on myself. But who could resist the perfect burger? I promised my tummy, never again. My tummy replied, embarrassing. Then I found Digestive Advantage. It's a supplement.
Shift Digestive Advantage dual-action formulas immediately begin to target your digestive needs.
My tummy liked that.
And with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support.
My tummy loved that.
Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage, with formulas for gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support.
Motorcyclists often seem rather intimidating. Rough and tumble. Real bad mamma jammers. Little do folks know, they can actually be quite sensible. Especially if they insure their motorcycle with GEICO along with their car. GEICO's multi-policy discount could save them quite a bit of money. Did I just say bad mamma jammers? Do you ever say so and think, I wish I'd never said that? This is one of them times.
Call GEICO or visit GEICO.com today to see how much our multi-policy discount could save you.
Are your cable rates rising? Tired of being pushed around by your cable provider? It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish Network installed with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. Packages start at just $19.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now to get Dish Network installed free. Plus, ask how you can get over 30 premium channels free for 3 months. PMG Dish, a Dish Network authorized retailer, is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-620-7970. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in 100% digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with a cable company anymore. At only $19.99 per month, they're practically giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-620-7970. That's 800-620-7970. Again, 800-620-7970. Limited time offer, prices, packages, and programming subject to change without notice. 24-month.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com. Or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar power generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar power generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com for more information. That's mysolarbackup.com or call 877-327-0365.
What if pain could be reduced, ailments could be alleviated, physical and mental stress could be eased, and blood circulation increased, all by simply lying down? Introducing the original Biomat. The Biomat is an FDA-registered medical device that combines deep-penetrating infrared space-age technology and revitalizing negative ions with the incredible healing power of amethyst crystals. A Biomat can boost your immune system, relieve pain and stiffness, reduce stress and fatigue, and assist in detoxifying your body. Join the thousands of people reporting relief from chronic pain, fibromyalgia, arthritis, sports injuries, insomnia, and much more. Each Biomat comes with a lifetime trade-in and three-year warranty. Learn more at Biomat.com, spelled Biomat.com, or call 360-944-8692. That's 360-944-8692. Visit Biomat.com today and enhance your life with a Biomat.
What the world needs more
I'm right.
of. We need to have some fun. All right, before we get to the fun, though, here's another one of these. I'm a good teaser.
Yeah.
Right? Wouldn't you say, Roberta, that I was a good teaser? Roberta Fasanelli.
I would say
that.
So.
I was ready for the fun right now.
All right, well, fun in a few minutes. First, however, another medical story that you will. Richie always says to me, he teases me. He says, wait till you see this. If I haven't seen something and he finds something, this will make you go bananas.
I love sending you stories that make you go crazy.
Because we're all watching to see what's going on. There's so many things going on in the world. That's the other thing that so troubles me about the state of this industry. People want to talk about the same things day in and day out, over and over and over. You hear the same stories, the same conversations, the same point of view. It is boring. And it isn't doing a lot to add to those who want to get excited about listening to what's on the radio. So my approach is to take it's the shotgun approach. Let's look at lots of different things that are going on. Certainly there are going to be many of these things, because I'm a populist, and you are, most of you. And so you hear about these things, and you think to yourself, how in the world do these things happen? And then you think, what can we do about it? All right, so here's one of those, talking about the situation in the last half hour of this poor three-year-old girl who's not going to get a liver transplant because she's mentally retarded. Philadelphia Hospital says, no, we're not going to give you a liver transplant because it's not worth it. All right? That's a lot to put in your pipe.
But
smoke.
It's not because of the mental status. It's because of the longevity.
Right.
Question.
But that thing that comes, this disease that she has, gives her both mental problems and physical problems. And so that's, right. You know, the guy says, why are we going to do this? And it's, imagine a mother being told that. No matter what you think about whether the doctor is right or wrong, you put yourself in the position of having a doctor tell you that your child isn't worth saving.
Yeah, right.
And then think about that as the contextual juxtaposition to what is in some of these proposals for the so-called death committee. Or, you know, people that will be sitting on committees when you're 80 and you got a problem, we're going to give this to Fred or not. Right? That's what it is.
Yep.
It's unbelievable socialism. Anyway. Okay, so the next deal, story of a dentist, New Bedford, Massachusetts, pled guilty to fraud because instead of using stainless steel posts in root canals, he's using paper clips instead.
Oh, my goodness.
Michael Clare, Dr. Michael Clare, we sentenced.
Oh, dear.
Next Monday, he pled guilty in court to a variety of charges, including defrauding Medicare, $130,000. Illegally prescribing prescription drugs. Witness intimidation. Apparently,
witness intimidation.
One of these.
I'll pull your teeth. I swear I will. See this drill?
One of these replacements. One of these. What happens is you get a. I've had this done in my mouth. I had a tooth pulled. The dentist puts in a material that'll make sort of the bone grow back again. So you have a strong way to put another tooth in. It's got to be rooted.
Right.
And it's usually either screwed in or they make a hole and they put some kind of glue on it. And it's a metal post. They put the glue on. They stick it into the root of your tooth after they've done the root canal because there's no feelings. And you got a new tooth. So instead of using the prescribed thing from the medical supply house, this guy uses paper clips. Because what comes from the medical... And my guess is there's probably not a lot of difference, honestly. I mean, I'm sort of laughing about this, but...
Except the composure of the metal.
The composite.
Thank you.
Structure. Yeah.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah,
the metal is different.
The type of metal it is.
Yeah. Right. But, you know, this is some old guy who's like 80 years old, and he gets a root canal and a replacement tooth. And so this doctor must be thinking, hey, this guy's going to kick it in a few years. Who's going to know the difference?
Yeah.
I'm using a paperclip.
Hand
me that paperclip over
there.
Oh,
dear.
Go to my desk.
So.
And a stapler. You need a stapler.
What, apparently, this guy was so stupid, he didn't clean the paperclip off. And what happened was the tooth got infected.
Sure.
Right.
Duh.
Oh,
and that's
goodness.
Where the investigation came from. But what I really found amazing about this story is that the Attorney General of Massachusetts said that sometimes paper clips could be used temporarily, but not as a permanent fix. So imagine.
Hey, you want your teeth whitened? Betsy, hand me the white out from my desk.
I don't need that expensive stuff.
Oh, my God.
Office Max.
Yeah.
Get all my dental supplies there.
Yep. For a penny.
I got coupons from the
You
got
to admit.
Right, exactly.
That's pretty clever. I wonder if he's the first guy. He's probably not the first guy to have done that.
In fact, there are Office Max penny items on Queen of Cheap right now.
There are.
Which is why I said that.
That's why all the dentists are rushing
to check out all the cheap dentists at Roberta's Queen of Cheap at DougSteffen.com. All right, so there's something. This guy admitted to it and didn't get as much time in the slammer because of it. I'm just thinking, though, how much of the Medicaid bill that we have to pay every year is fraud like this?
But let's say that you're another person that has gone to this dentist over the years and you've had work done.
Right.
Now you're sitting here thinking, do I have paper clips in my mouth?
Exactly.
Yeah. All right, so the lawyer, you're going to love this, the lawyer for Dr. Claire, a man named John Dingy. D-I-N-G-E-E.
A dingy lawyer.
Dingy lawyer.
Okay.
Right. He said he used a professor of endodontics from the University of Missouri, Kansas City School of Dentistry as his witnesses. Who they tried to justify this by saying there were limited circumstances under which paper clips could be used during dental procedures. And this guy might have gotten away with it, except they investigated what he was charging Medicare.
If you're MacGyver out in the middle of the desert in Afghanistan, a paper clip is totally acceptable.
Yeah, right. But when he charges the price for the regular stuff, and he's only using a paper clip. That's where he gets.
You got to know you're in trouble when you're sitting in the waiting room at your dentist's office and MacGyver is on reruns up on the TV there.
Yeah. Or those bowls of paper clips.
Yeah.
Yeah. String and
bubble
clip.
Gum. Yeah.
Oh, anyway.
Big doorknobs.
This guy, by the way, was suspended by Medicaid, and he continued to practice filing under the names of other dentists who were in the same office as he was. It was like a four-dentist office. So he did the work, and he filed a claim under his partner's name because he was suspended by Medicare. So this guy was into it. I mean, he knew how to bring
it.
How many more circumstances like that do you think exist? Wow.
Tons.
Right, make sure you know what your dentist is putting in your mouth, what he's doing to fix your mouth. Same thing is true for all doctors, Always ask questions. If the doctors, Ken Cronin doesn't tell you this, doctors refuse to answer your question, don't have time for your questions, get up and leave and don't pay for the appointment. Mm. Just get up and get out and do not pay.
And if there's a proctologist's office in this same cluster, I would probably change doctors.
Yeah, right, exactly. Or we could, maybe somebody asked me the other day.
Or an Office Max next door.
You are an Office. If your dentist is next to an Office Max, you might want to think about it.
Oh, heavens. I was just thinking about the oral jet. Brendan and you have such a great time. I was thinking about that because the dentist, when I had my teeth cleaned the other day, asked me if I was using a water pick. And I just started to laugh to myself.
So everybody remembers the water pick. Oral jet. Most people don't recall this story, but everybody remembers, you know, back in the 70s and 80s, the big thing used to be the water pick.
Yeah.
Well, one of the advertisers on the early days of the Good Day Show was the Rectal Jet, which is a water-based cleaning system for you know where. And if you order right now, don't wait. But if you order right now, you'll also get the other attachment to turn it into the Dental Jet.
Right. Oh.
Swear to God, this is not an SNL script.
No,
this is an actual advertiser that helped put Doug's son Brendan through college.
Yeah. All right.
I would be in the background roaring, laughing.
Yeah, it's hysterical, those things. Unbelievable.
Oh, the advertisers we used to have.
The oral jet and the anal jet. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, use your imagination. It's 17 before the hour on Good Day.
Advil Congestion Relief presents The Woman Who Cried Mucus. Once there was a congested woman.
I blame mucus.
And everyone believed her.
Mucus.
But she blamed mucus one too many times.
I blame mucus.
All right, stop blaming me. Stop crying mucus when the real problem is often swelling. Try Advil Congestion Relief. It reduces swelling due to nasal inflammation.
Advil Congestion Relief. The right relief for the real problem.
Visit AdvilCongestionRelief.com. Use as directed.
Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your specific digestive needs. Then, with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Choose the Digestive Advantage dual-action formula that targets your digestive needs. Gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff.
Hey there, you've reached Claire. Leave me a message.
Claire, it's Ann. Hey, you know that hormone balancing product we talked about before? The all-natural one. Ambrin? Well, I gotta tell you this. Not only did Ambrin stop my hot flashes, but since I started the Ambrin program, I have lost so much weight. Seriously, even my belly fat, it's gone. I haven't been this thin in years. I feel great. Give me a call.
The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, it can be practically impossible to lose weight. Ambrin restores hormonal balance naturally, so the weight can just fall off. Yes, even that stubborn belly fat. Plus, Ambrin eliminates other symptoms of hormonal aging too. So with your hormones in balance, you can feel great and finally lose the weight. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply, free. Call 1-800-706-8010. That's 1-800-706-8010. 1-800-706-8010.
TurboTax, what's your tax question?
Is your Federal Free Edition really free?
It's actually four frees.
What?
Yes, it's free to prepare, print, e-file, and you get free expert help. See, that's four frees.
You just blew my mind. Do your simple return with the TurboTax Federal Free Edition. It's free to prepare, print, e-file, and only TurboTax offers free one-on-one expert tax advice for everyone, live by phone and chat. Go to TurboTax.com. Live tax advice service is free and subject to availability restrictions and change without notice. See TurboTax.com for details.
This is your Daily High with Andy Greenberg, and now I'd like you to repeat after me. Good morning. Have a nice day. I like seeing you. You are a nice person. I am a happy person. Now, how does that sound? It doesn't have any feeling behind it. It doesn't have any energy behind it. So let's try that a different way. Once again, repeat after me. Good morning. I'm having a great day. It's nice to see you. Do you see the difference? Do you feel the difference? Because now you have taken the words and made them come alive. You have put an energy behind them. You have put a contagious enthusiasm behind them. The way we talk, the way we deliver messages is the way people will respond to it. And by the way, it does a lot for our psyche. Always say something with energy and power and believability. This is Andy Greenberg. Enjoy your Daily High.
The Dexter and Good Day program, 13 and change before the hour. Roberta Fasanelli, Grace McFadden, Doug Steffen, Cynthia Nixon, who was one of the ladies Sex in the City.
Right.
On a moderately successful acting career. Was straight and said she decided she wanted to be gay instead.
I'm seeing her tonight in a new Broadway show that's opening tomorrow. Tonight's Critics' Night. It's called Wit. On Broadway, and
yeah,
she's her tonight in that show.
A real New Yorker, there are some actors and actresses that just want to be in New York. They don't want to travel. They just want to, whatever work is in New York, they want to stay there.
Yeah.
She's a New Yorker. She was married, I think, and I'm trying to remember that she had a child or not. I don't know how to deal with that question, although there's a lot of blog activity and Twitter conversation back and forth about her admission. She was on The View yesterday. And when asked about her lifestyle, I don't know how they got in it because I didn't see the show, but reading some of the transcripts, the essence of the story is that when they were talking about her lifestyle, she said, I'm gay and I chose to be gay. So that'll give lots of fuel to those people who say, yep, we told you, being gay is a choice. You can be if you want to be, and if you don't want to be, you don't have to be. I'm calling on my own personal experience here because I know
being gay.
Not a lot of men who are gay.
Oh.
And many of them, I can't say most of them, but many of them were married. Many of them had children. And then at some point in their life, they decided that they were gay or they chose to be gay. The two fellows that I know best, one of them has been out, if that's the right terminology, all of his life. Wonderful, good friend. He and I are very good friends. And the guy that he lives with was married, has two children, and decided at some point a number of years ago that he didn't want to be married to a woman anymore. He wanted to be with a guy. So was that because he was following what is his biological reality, or because he chose? I have not had this conversation with him. Probably wouldn't have the conversation with him. But I still think that it merits some consideration under the circumstances. It's not one of those things that you talk about unless somebody like Cynthia Nixon hadn't said, I chose this lifestyle. I was straight. Now I'm gay. And then, again, the sad thing is that people will take that and twist it around. Yep, see, we told you. All you gay guys and all you lesbians, you've chosen to go down that errant path, and so if you know what's good for you, you'll get back on the right path and get to be straight. So where does it fall? What's the truth here? My guess is it's probably different in different circumstances. Could you imagine somebody choosing to be gay? I can imagine more men, more women than men, because... how do I do this delicately?
Because that just appeals to you more.
No, because women are better at finding women's...
So anyway, it's coming up on...
That's true, Roberta. Isn't that true? Where'd Roberta go?
That
women are better at finding women's hot spots than men are.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, they know where to look.
Right. So that's why they choose... Rishi, fortunately...
Thank God for those hard breaks.
We've run out of time. Sorry about that. Anyway.
How do we get on this, Doug?
Cynthia Nixon was on The View yesterday. They said she was gay. She chose that lifestyle.
51 past the hour.
51 after on Good Day.
Yeah. long-range patrol ration entrees. If you know survival, you know LRPs are the undisputed king of military rations. Hands down, the best for your bug-out bag or survival pack. To go farther, faster, and carry more food, there's nothing better than a brick pack LRP cold weather ration entree. Nothing. Now, the Freeze Dry Guy is offering a limited-time deal on thousands of fresh LRP entrees. We're talking a menu of tasty and nutritious beef stew, chicken and rice, chili mac with beef, spaghetti and meat sauce with 20 entrees per case. These fresh 2011 LRPs are U.S. government contract overruns, perfect for long-term storage. But they're going fast at freezedryguy.com. Far superior to MREs, long-range patrol entrees are about a third the weight of an MRE, with about a third more meat than the finest commercial freeze-dried entrees. Ask about multi-case discounts and free shipping when you call 866-404-3663 today. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. Your source for survival food in an uncertain world.
When's the last time you had a chance to buy a ticket to paradise? Listen up for a truly once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Imagine the ultimate bug-out safe home, surrounded by incredible lush, fertile land, filled with fruit trees, coffee farm, fresh air, wildlife, and gorgeous views of the Pacific Coast. And you could win it for only $200. Yes, a Costa Rican family of four is raffling off their $400,000 home for only $200 per ticket. The winner scores a 2,000-square-foot, three-bedroom, two-bath house, two-car garage with bodega, guest house, nearly 3 acres of fertile coffee farmland, and a 1978 diesel Toyota Land Cruiser. All for only $200 per raffle ticket. Only 2,000 tickets will be sold. Hurry, raffle ends April 30th, 2012. For complete details, visit CostaRicaRaffle.com. That's CostaRicaRaffle.com. Get your ticket to paradise today at CostaRicaRaffle.com.
The address to a joint session of Congress to the American people and to the world. I'm David Weiss, and this is News That Matters. No matter who occupies the Oval Office, it is fair to say there is a fair amount of pressure on the person delivering the State of the Union address.
Mr. Speaker, the President of the United States.
And last night, President Obama delivered his third State of the Union speech. It was a good bet the president would lead off with something that would get both Democrats and Republicans to their feet, and he did just that in praising our troops.
This generation of heroes has made the United States safer and more respected around the world.
But the president also hit another issue, and hit it hard, an issue that has created a chasm between Democrats and Republicans, the issue of economic fairness.
We can restore an economy where everyone gets a fair shot, and everyone does their fair share, and everyone plays by the same set of rules.
Only Democrats rose to their feet on that one. The president also criticizing Congress for ongoing partisan fights and legislative inaction. Delivering the Republican response, Indiana Governor Mitch Daniels accused the president of not keeping his word.
The president did not cause the economic and fiscal crises that continue in America tonight, but he was elected on a promise to fix them. And he cannot claim that the last 3 years have made things anything but worse.
So there you have it, the State of the Union, which will continue to be dissected today. Oh, and in case you're interested, the president's address lasted about 1 hour and 5 minutes. As for the number of times he was interrupted by applause, that's still being added up. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
Hi, it's Andy Davis for SnowCountry.com, brought to you by Smugglers Notch Vermont, America's family resort. Book number one for family programs by the readers of Ski Magazine for 13 years. Visit Smugs.com today. The snow in the west that we've been waiting for, making trail counts jump significantly. Like in June in California, a fresh 3 feet of snow in the last 3 to 4 days, up over 30 runs as they now jump up to 95% of their terrain. Boreal moving on to some more open terrain thanks to over 50 inches of new snow that they picked up in the last snowstorm. Soda Springs checks out about 4 feet with some wide open terrain as well. Diamond Peak with about 24 runs, that's in the Lake Tahoe area. China Peak now checking out about 3 feet themselves with 35 runs, all rotting in and around California. Midwestern resorts like Devil's Head in Wisconsin at 28 trails, while at Perfect North Slopes in Indiana, they ride on all 23 runs at full operation. In the east, Jack Frost in the Poconos with some warmer temperatures and 6 miles of skiing. January's Learn to Ski and Snowboard Month. Learn more at snowcountry.com. I'm Andy Davis for Good Day.
A mixed day of trading on Wall Street. The Dow off 33 points yesterday, closing at 12,675. S&P fell a point. NASDAQ up 2. Crude oil prices down for the fourth session in the last five, falling 63 cents a barrel to $98.95. Former Penn State football coach Joe Paterno to be laid to rest today in a private funeral and burial service. Thousands of mourners filed past the late coach's coffin yesterday. Another public viewing is scheduled for today before the funeral. A public memorial scheduled for tomorrow as well on the Penn State campus. A recall affecting something many of our children take to school. A 250,000 insulated lunch boxes under a recall order due to concerns about a harmful component. The Consumer Product Safety Commission says the freezer gel packs and the California Innovations lunch boxes can leak a toxic chemical. The gel can be poisonous if ingested. Costco, Leon Coral, and Cost You Less stores sold the $10 lunch boxes in 2007 and 2008. The recalled Psy Sport lunch kit was made in China. It included the lunch box, the gel pack, and an aluminum bottle. And finally, just in case you missed it, the Oscar nominations were announced and... All right, go ahead. The pompous Oscar fanfare can't do without it. Anyway, among the actors and actresses, no gigantic surprises. George Clooney for The Descendants and Brad Pitt in Moneyball, both up for Best Actor. Clooney the favorite there. Best Actress seems to be a toss-up between two of the nominees, Meryl Streep for The Iron Lady and Viola Davis for The Help. Best Picture, 9 nominees this year, and here they are.
War Horse, The Artist, Moneyball, The Descendants, The Tree of Life, Midnight in Paris, The Help, Hugo, and Extremely Loud and Incredibly Close.
Not that anyone cares, but I've seen 7 of the 9 nominees, and Extremely Loud and Incredibly Close was the best one for me. The Academy Awards to be presented on Sunday, February 26th, and best of all, he's back. Who are we talking about?
It's a wonderful night for Oscar. Who will win?
Yes, for the first time since 2004, the incomparable Billy Crystal is back as host, and that's why it'll be a wonderful night. All 7 or 8 hours of it. I'm David Weiss. That's the news that matters.
I'm sure you're thinking, boy, I'd like to pay less for my car insurance, but switching seems like a lot of work. All the hassle and whatnot. Well, I'm here to tell you that is simply not the case. GEICO makes it so easy to switch and start saving money straight away, without getting buried in a ton of paperwork. You know, that actually happened to me once, literally. I was buried under my income taxes for 6 days. Haunting, really.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.